This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
My next guest in the Joy Studios is an actress. You know, we know her from All Saints and Winners and Losers. Also does a lot of stage work as well. And coming up very soon at the Arts Centre, in fact, starting tomorrow, is Jerry's Girls. Welcome back, Virginia Gay.
Hello, darling.
Good morning.
Good morning.
On this gloomy, cloudy Melbourne day.
I know.
But, you know, that's what makes it a Melbourne.
And you just told me you were up at 5:30, and that's my usual time to get up for television. But I'm on theatre hours now.
You're
this 11:30.
Theatre, darling.
I'm like, 11:30? Bloody hell.
Right. I mean, did they tell you that when you went to WAPA, back in the day when you were studying there doing acting? Did they tell you all the early starts and how fast people film on TV, like especially Neighbours and Homeland, all those soaps?
Totally. No, I don't think anybody actually thought that television was a thing that we would do. Like, we were all theatre trained.
Mm.
So it's great to go back to theatre and feel so fantastic about that. We had a really good television acting course that we did just in third year, but it was more about actually the technicalities of being on camera. Nobody ever tells you this about, we were just talking about red carpet too. Nobody ever tells you about the unglamorous part of being in
the
television.
Hard
or being,
work.
Yeah, the standing around in high heels, let's be honest. That's actually the worst bit about this business.
And
right?
Getting a frock and hoping to got it fits.
I know, right? Just, sequin chafing? Let me tell you, there is a bit of that in Jerry's Girls.
Oh,
there are so many sequins. I'm not going to tell you where I chafe. come and see the show. Find out for yourself.
Now, your first TV role was in All Saints back in the day.
Yeah.
And was that a bit daunting coming from WAPA and then going into this massive show?
Yeah, for the first 18 months, I thought they were going to fire me. Every single day I would turn up at the, and I would just be like, well, this will be the day they fire me. Because I couldn't possibly have come straight out of drama school and be working with Jude McGrath, who I love from Prisoner, John Howard, who I love from Sea Change, and all that awesome young crew. Will Trevall, who is now in Netflix. Oh, he's so gorgeous.
Yeah.
But he's in the Netflix series Jessica Jones, which just premiered in New York last night.
Oh, fantastic.
And it's the best show, and I'm super proud of him.
Oh, that's great, because obviously working with such great people, and also when you're doing television, did you ever think that I'm going to go back to theatre and try and do the both of them? Or did they try and keep you in a box? You're a TV actress, you can't do both. Was there ever...
No, I mean, because you get basically, in All Saints we shot 44 weeks of the year, and then you just sort of got basically the school holidays off, and there wasn't a lot of time to do theatre during that. But in Winners and Losers, we shoot sort of between 8 and 10 months a year, so there's time to do an entire MTC show, or there's time to do a couple of production company shows. And I like it. I like being...
Instead of having a bit of a break, you just keep working.
Yeah.
Working,
which at some point will catch up with me and I'll be like, oh, I need to sleep for about 6 years.
Winners and Losers, season 5 of treatment?
The end of season 4 is what we just had on
And
on
your
air.
Mum working with a baby. What's that like?
I know. Well, we have to have two babies, of course. We actually work with twins. Yeah, exactly. And as soon as one of them, I think I'm a genius mother, because as soon as one of the twins starts to go like, I might have a cry, I just hand the baby back and I get the perfect replica twin who's like, I'm totally happy now for the next 45 minutes.
So you didn't know work at all.
I know. Basically, I'm not. I feel like I'm like a Kardashian somehow. You know, like I've got a team of people who's like, let's make this baby happy.
A great cast of women on TV is fantastic. So how's it? What can we expect from season 5 next year?
Season 5. It'll be on sometime next year. It's many, many twists and turns. I don't know if everybody saw the season finale, but there's a possibility that my father was not my father, and my father might have turned up at the end of season 4.
Because for any local drama to get 3 or 5 seasons is pretty good. Do you know what I mean?
Absolutely agree.
Yeah,
we've been very lucky and very grateful. And I, I think it's entirely to do with the fact that it's about strong female characters and complex female characters, and we don't look like everybody else. You know, we look unique and we have our own strengths. And I feel like there's such a strong female viewership, and everybody we know, and in fact, in the queer community too, there's such strong bonds of friendship. You know, like, that's the new family. It doesn't have to be a nuclear family anymore. It doesn't have to be... doesn't have to look like everybody else's family. The family is the friendship that you make, and the family that you make. And that was the thing that was really important for us, for Winners. And that's the thing that people keep commenting on. Like, I have friends like this. And lovely.
People can relate to it.
Yeah, totally.
My special guest in studio this morning is Virginia Gay. You know her from Winners and Losers. About to start tomorrow night, opening night, Jerry's Girls. We're chatting more about that next on Joy. My special guest in studio is actress.
But it's only me.
Virginia Gay,
of course, darling.
From Winners and Losers. And from tomorrow, on the stage for Jerry's Girls.
Yeah.
You've been rehearsing for how long for this show?
2 weeks.
Only 2 weeks?
I know. The production company works at such a fast pace. I always think it's super impressive.
We love the production company, though. They're amazing productions.
But this is the way, I mean, because then they get people at the highest quality, and then everybody preps super hard, so you hit the ground running. Day one, we're on the floor, you know what I mean? Mm. And everybody knows their songs, everybody knows their words, and we just are just like sprinting towards the finish line from the first day of rehearsal. I love it. I actually love it. Television makes you want to work at that speed in theatre.
Because this show, Jerry's Girls, amazing woman on stage with you, Rhonda Birchmore, Nancy Hayes, Sue Palladino.
I know.
Christy Whelan-Brown, yes. Claire Lyon, Kirby Burgess, amazing theatre singers, and a bit daunting.
Yeah, totally. I took this job entirely out of flattery, because Dean called me up and was like, it's you, Rhonda Birchmore, Dean Bryant, mm-hmm. It's you, Rhonda Birchmore, Nancy Hayes, Christy Whelan-Brown. I was like, I want to be in that category. I don't care what it is. I want to be in that sentence that goes, these women on stage together.
Yeah.
But it's terrific, and everybody is so strong, but also unique, you know what I mean? Mm. Everybody's vocal type is different, and everybody's strengths on stage are different, so that you have this incredible sort of a collage of amazing, strong female performers. It's true that actually, I mean, you mentioned Winners and Losers before. Maybe that's just what I do now. Strong female cast.
Well, exactly.
I'd be happy with that.
Yeah. The music from the show is based on the Broadway legend Jerry Herman.
Yes.
And like tracks like Hollow Dolly and I Am What I Am. Mm-hmm. We all know those songs.
Yeah.
And the thing is with this, there's a bit of comedy in there, because you go through like the rehearsal stage and the actual performance. So you've got like all the bitchiness from rehearsals and the razzle dazzle of the show.
Yeah, totally.
So it's a bit of an audience can go behind the scenes of a show and see what really goes on.
Absolutely right. And I've always loved backstage
and
musicals.
Seen the show.
I've always loved backstage musicals. You know, I love that sensation of having a window into what it's like to actually put a show on. And we get to play nightmare versions of ourselves, so like heightened versions of ourselves and brands of like what people think a diva might be like. But
who's the biggest diva of them all in the cast?
But there isn't. That's the thing. That's what's been so extraordinary.
Come on, just say something.
Is that actually, absolutely not. That it's been such a supportive and generous and funny and relaxed rehearsal room. It couldn't be more unlike what you expect, even though we're playing on what you expect. You know what I mean? It's just been a true joy and a privilege. It's one of those ones that I will remember for the rest of my life.
Or should I rephrase the question? Who plays the biggest diva on the show?
Oh, Rhonda Birchmore and I have, we do bosom buddies. Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. So we get to create a little, like a feud that goes for one scene. But we come off stage and we're like, babe, are you okay? Are you okay? That seemed like a really good run. Are you good? You're great. That note sounded fantastic. Congratulations. Tea?
Oh my God.
I know.
Fantastic.
I'm a little bit in love with Rhonda. Legs 11. My God, those legs actually go up to her armpits.
I know. She's so amazing.
And she sounds incredible. And I don't think I've seen a lot of her cabaret shows, and I've seen her do a lot of like sexy, sassy stuff. but she sings a couple of standout ballads in this. And it's like watching Judy, you know, like it's, she's so powerful and so magnetic. And she's got this incredible ballad voice that I personally, I didn't know was part of Rhonda's repertoire. And it's spectacular.
Speaking of powerful, on your Twitter, I was reading that you saw the film Holding the Man.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing, that film?
Oh, my God.
Because, I mean, for this, for a gay film, it's, I was watching it. I was, I'm single, so I was by myself in the theatre.
Yeah.
And I was watching this amazing film, and my whole body was tingling. Like, yeah. I was getting quite anxious and quite...
Yeah.
It was just such an amazing film that I'm hoping it's going to do really well overseas.
I hope so too. Absolutely. It's got all of those beautiful shots of Italy too. So I hope that it gets a window in there. I cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried and cried from about 35 minutes in. Oh. And just like those racking sobs. And I went to see it with, because Tommy Murphy, who wrote the screenplay, Tommy Murphy and I went to university together, Sydney Uni, before Whopper, and he was always writing plays, and everybody was like, Tommy, he's so amazing. So he had organised this huge bunch of our friends to go and see it, our uni friends, people who I hadn't seen in, how long's it been since I've been at uni? Oh, 3.5 years? Anyway, so young. And we came out of this film weeping and weeping and weeping, and I saw all of the people who I hadn't seen in 10 years, all of us sobbing, and it was like we had been to the most life-affirming funeral of one of our friends. It felt like we were so in that story that we knew them, that this was personal. It was just incredibly beautiful, and we kept like hugging each other and going like, I love you, and I never say it enough, you are such a beautiful human being.
I should also say what's coming up next for you, because obviously the show runs for 17 shows, I guess. So what's happening, I guess, between now and the end of the year for you? Well, it's nearly the end of the year now.
I know. It finishes on December the 6th. And then
your film Winners Losers, that's going to air next year. So I guess next year what's coming up for you?
Yeah, well, next year it's really kind of exciting. There are some really good things in the works, but nothing that I can tell you about yet. I know, right? It's quite it's exciting, but also in the, you know, terrifying in that way that you're like,
exactly right.
I really want to do some more work at the Hayes. I don't know if you've been up to the Hayes Theatre in Sydney.
Yeah. David Campbell.
That's the one. And we just did High Society there.
Yes, I was going to actually mention that because you did that show with Amy Le Palme.
Yes. Who's now playing Maria in the Sound of Music.
Catch the show starting tomorrow, Jerry's Girls, at the Arts Centre in Melbourne, going right through until Sunday, the 6th of December.
Yeah.
And tickets available right now through Ticketmaster. Support local theatre.
Absolutely. And come and see some of your favourite divas being divas and getting sequin chafes.
Oh, fantastic. Can't wait. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much. Oh, it's so early. So early, Leah.
Early, doll. But it's 5:30. Stop your whinging. Let's play a bit of Alcazar.
Great.
From Sweden. Sweden calling.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.